There are more than 750,000 individually owned franchise businesses in these United States, and the International Franchise Association would like to see more. The organization staged its annual convention recently, and NPR's Laura Seidel was there.
It was kind of like a bazaar on the floor of the Washington, D.C. Convention Center at the International Franchise Association, or IFA, Expo. Booth after booth offered wares to look at and taste.
We have white chocolate mousse and orange sorbet. You want a mix?
No, I think just the white chocolate
mousse. Just the white chocolate mousse.
All right.
The free food was nice, but the 200 companies represented at the conference proved franchising is more than ice cream stands.
My name is John Pace, and I am the vice president of Ideal Image. What we specialize in is cosmetic enhancement lunchtime procedures, such as laser hair removal, leg and face vein treatment.
My name is Mark Cassidy. I own Super Clean Yacht Service of Huntington Harbor. We're a topside washdown detailing company for boats and yachts.
My name is Bob Christian. I'm the president of Adam and Eve Stores, America's largest adult company. We sell lingerie, adult movies. We sell massage oils. We sell romance. We sell sex.
My name is Dick Rennick, and I'm CEO of American Leak Detection, a franchise company out of Palm Springs, California. Our specialty is locating leaks in piping systems that are not visible. We look for leaks in water lines, gas lines, air lines.
All these companies are here to offer a line about their business to the hundreds of conference attendees shopping for a franchise to buy. There are financial businesses, lighting stores, car washes, hotels, even a franchise to help franchisers. The IFA estimates about 1,200 different franchise companies in the U.S. alone. Those shopping for a franchise hope to find one that will provide them with a little piece of the American dream, independence, a business of their own.
Loretta Levi. I'm from Evans, Georgia. I'm a school teacher. I've been teaching for 15 years. I'm totally burned out. I'm ready to get out of education. And I've been saving money all these years, and I just want to be my own boss and get my own business.
For others here, like David Mercadante, opening a franchise is a way out of an insecure job market.
I mean, I've gone through perhaps 4 or 5 layoffs already. It's more of a, are you going to survive this year? Even when the economy's doing well, it's still a real touchy thing, so kind of want to go out there and make my work pay for me and myself and be more in control of things.
Part of the appeal for Levi and Mercadante is that a franchise offers the possibility of having a business without going at it completely alone. But there's a price to pay for the support. The initial fee for the rights to open a franchise runs from $25,000 on up, depending on the company. Then there's the cost of renting office space, buying supplies, and ongoing licensing and royalty payments. Still, that investment will afford a lot of handholding from a franchise like Signorama, a sign-making company which has some 650 franchises in the U.S. and abroad. Joan Gallagher is a vice president with the company.
We actually have an initial 5-week training program. So 2 weeks are in our world headquarters in West Palm Beach at Signorama University. Then we have 1 week mentoring, and then we have 2 weeks on-site training when we help to open a new store.
In the marketplace, a stint at Signorama University can be a little like a college degree. It's helpful, but no guarantee of success. Most experts agree franchise businesses are more likely to make it than independent startups, but people still fail. They also don't offer quite as much independence as some may believe, says Susan Kezios, president of the American Franchise Association.
When you purchase a franchise, you have to realize that you are agreeing to run the franchise corporation's business according to their standards and their policies, as they may change them from time to time, and they do. It is more akin to renting an apartment. You are renting an income stream for a period of time.
Kezios says the franchise company sometimes makes changes in the agreement, including giving itself permission to open a competing store nearby. There's also the possibility that the franchise company itself, especially if it's new, will fail. Kezios and other franchisee advocates recommend careful research before investing in a franchise. There are no accurate numbers as to how many franchisees go under every year. But for many of those here at the conference in Washington, D.C., the hundreds of business options hold, at least at the outset, the promise of a dream. 52-year-old Denise King.
I've sort of had this little grain of sand all my life that I was destined to have my own business. I grew up with a grandfather who was an entrepreneur. I did the family thing, and I've just always wanted my own business. And now is the time.
But like most everyone else trying to choose a franchise business, King knows she must be very careful to find the right match, one that suits her skills and personality. Even then, she knows it's a lot of hard work starting a business, and there are no guarantees. Laura Seidel, NPR News.